Welcome to the Pizza Rose Podcast. This week's episode is episode 38, The Velvet Carpet, where Ed, Fred, Ned, and Ted have another great boys' night out. Let's begin. On a Tuesday afternoon, Ed sits down in his office and logs into his ancient work computer. The computer makes prehistoric groans and clicks as the hard drive attempts to load a video conferencing program. Ed is finally able to log in on the screen and he can see the frowning faces of Fred, Ned, and Ted, three other general managers whom Ed would probably consider his best friends. They all still sport similar hair, outfits, and yes, even the same stains on their ties.
Last time we went out, I had so much fun. I think we should do another guy's night out,
says Fred.
Wait, you had fun?
Asks Ed in surprise.
Heck yeah! Best night all year!
Interjects Ned.
I agree,
affirms Ted.
Wow, okay, cool. I guess I'm in then,
says Ed as he continues.
As long as it's not the nuclear outlaw again, that place is the worst.
I found a new place called the Velvet Carpet,
says Ned.
We should go there. Every picture online is full of chicks.
Ned pulls his phone out of his pocket and holds it up to the computer camera.
See?
He insists, completely forgetting that he could have just given them all the link to look at on their own phones.
It really is,
confirms Fred.
What are those girls doing?
Asks Ed, confused by the grainy image on the screen.
They must be really starved for men,
adds Ted.
Heck yeah, let's go,
cheers Fred.
We're gonna clean up,
agrees Ned. The big night out finally arrives. This time, Ed is prepared for any potential store emergencies. He has scheduled both Riley and Beth to close the store together, along with Freddy and Steve. Ed knows that no matter what the emergency, these four will be able to figure it out without him. Nonetheless, Ed meets with Riley and Beth before he leaves the store in their hands.
Okay, you two. I'm going out with the guys tonight,
he begins.
We know,
says Beth.
I need you to listen carefully. No store emergencies,
insists Ed.
We know,
says Riley.
But let's go over.
Ed is suddenly interrupted by Ted.
They'll be fine. Let it go,
insists Ted as he pushes Ed physically through the front door of the store. Outside, Ed, Fred, Ned, and Ted wait for another megacab. Their mostly bald heads shine with polish. The rings of frizzy hair around their heads have been conditioned and they sport their nicest general manager uniforms. You know, the ones with only two pizza sauce stains. The cab arrives and they all pile in for the trip.
Are you guys ready for Freddy's Jam Jams?
Fred asks the three.
Another mixtape?
Asks Ted.
You know it,
says Fred with a smile.
I call this one Lion on the Prowl. Excuse me, driver. Can I use your aux connector or Bluetooth connection?
Asks Fred as he looks proud as punch.
Sorry, bro. My radio busted. All I have is this old portable boombox. You don't have it burned on a CD or cassette tape, do you?
Asks the driver. Fred is disappointed and complains.
Oh, this happens every time I try to keep up with new technology. It's always busted.
Fred crosses his arms in a huff and pouts in the backseat of the cab. Ned, Fred, and Ted try their best to comfort Fred. They all pat him on the shoulder and say,
next time, buddy, next time. Oh, yeah, next time, you'll get it. Don't worry about it. Oh, next time, next time.
After a long cab ride, they finally arrive in front of the overly hyped Velvet Carpet. The driver looks at the four men with a questioning look.
Are you guys sure you want to go into this place?
Yeah, it's only chicks in there. Of course we want to go,
insists Ned.
You guys realize it's,
Fearing the truth would affect his tip, the driver stops himself from telling them about the Velvet Carpet.
Never mind. Have a great time.
The four exit the cab. Ned, the youngest of the four, insists that they get a selfie before they go in.
Come on, guys. Let's get a pic.
Great idea,
agrees Ted. They take their selfie and Ned immediately sends it to the Pizza Bros West District General Manager group chat. He types the caption,
four guys on the hunt at the Velvet Carpet.
They're going to be so jealous,
says Ed as he high-fives Ned. As soon as they post the photo, Ed's prediction comes true and the texts fly in.
How do all you guys get the night off?
asks Red.
You guys are such bummers. Way to ruin my night,
writes Astrid.
So jelly. A night out? Next time I'll have you guys over to my place,
writes Jed.
LOL. Good luck, you four,
writes Mildred, as a typing indicator remains next to her profile picture.
We better silence these group notifications, or else they're going to distract us from having a good time,
says Fred with a frown.
Good point,
agrees Ted, and they all hit silence on the chat.
Come on, guys. No more work. Let's have a good time,
says Ned, trying to hype everyone back up.
Yeah,
agrees Ted. Ed looks to his left and sees Richard, one of his employees, getting ready to go into a nearby bar.
Hey, Richard,
says Ed with excitement as he waves.
Oh, hi, Ed. Are you going into that place?
Richard asks, confused.
Yeah, man, it's full of chicks,
yells Ned in reply. Richard laughs knowingly.
Yeah, it is. Okay, I'm going over here now. Bye.
Richard disappears into a bar next door called Gentleman John's.
Where do we go in?
Asks Ted. The four look up and down the street for the entrance and find it.
Looks like there's a line to get in,
says Fred.
Then we better get in,
says Ed begrudgingly. They head down the very long line and queue up at the end.
Look, even the bouncer is a chick. Told you this place is going to be great,
insists Ned. Ted leans over to the other three and whispers,
Yeah, and look, the whole line is full of girls.
The four once again high five and grin from ear to ear.
How's my hair?
Asks Fred.
Looks good,
says Ed. The four straighten their ties and check the reflections in the windows of the bar. As they do, the women in line give them all a
What are they doing here?
Kind of look, which of course Ned mistakes for flirting. Ned shakes his head and says aloud,
Don't rush here. We have too many options. Let's be picky when we get inside.
I agree,
says Ted. Suddenly, the bouncer waves them to the front of the line.
Hey, you four guys, come on in,
she says.
Us? We can skip the line?
Asks Ed as they push their way through the crowd towards the front.
Absolutely, we're trying to be more inclusive of alternative lifestyles,
says the bouncer cheerfully. She lifts up the velvet rope and allows the four into the bar before closing the entrance again. Ed stops and repeats the words of the bouncer.
Alternative lifestyles?
But before he can fully comprehend what was said to him, he gets swept up in the momentum and is pushed in the door. They all walk inside and are blown away by how many women of all shapes and sizes there are.
Wow! Exclaims Ned. It's like a taping of the Opal show,
admires Ted.
Yeah, but a lot less angry,
agrees Fred, who has been to a live taping of the Opal show.
I don't know about that,
says Ed as he sees the angry glares of women staring at them from every direction. As they walk through the bar, the women move away from them, clearing the pathway to the bar.
Guess they're shy, says Ned with a shrug. Don't worry, ladies. I'm not shy. I'll just come to you.
Whoa there, cowboy. Hold your horses. Let's get some drinks first,
says Ed as he pushes Ned towards the bar. The women continue to navigate away from the four men, leaving plenty of space at the bar for them to order.
Well, at least we can get drinks easily this time,
says Ed, trying to look at the bright side of things. The bartender approaches them with a smile on her face.
Hey guys, so glad we got some men in here tonight. What'll it be?
How much drinks?
Asks Fred.
Guys drink free all night,
the bartender replies cheerfully.
Great! Now we can afford to drink,
says Ted with a smile and a glimmer of hope on his face.
You know, it's great to finally have some testosterone around this place. Stay as long as you like. Our owner is really pushing inclusivity these days,
says the bartender.
Well, thanks for including us. The last place we went hated us,
responds Ed, who momentarily has a glimmer of hope on his face.
You boys are more than welcome here,
she says with a wink at Ted.
Ted, I think she likes you,
says Fred. Ted blushes from the bottom of his chin to the top of his bald head and stammers uncontrollably. The four order drinks and sip on them while they ponder which girls they're going to talk to. All except for Ed, of course, because he's married. He's just there to be a good wingman.
Fred, who are you going to go for?
Asks Ed.
I don't know. Maybe I need another drink.
Stammers Fred as the thought of talking to a woman fills him with fear.
Ted, you going to go out to the bartender?
Asks Ed.
Maybe. I don't know. There's so many options?
Says Ted in a flimsy attempt to deflect the conversation away from himself. In complete opposite to the other two, Ned puffs himself up with machismo.
I'm gonna go talk to those girls over there, he points.
Ned slowly saunters over to a group of girls wearing basketball jerseys, white sneakers, and short haircuts.
Those girls have a sporty look. I like that. If they like sports, that'd be the perfect icebreaker.
Ned thinks to himself as he comes up with cheesy pickup lines in his head. As Ned moves closer, he gets nervous. Suddenly, his palms are sweaty, his tie is too tight, and he finds it hard to breathe.
Why isn't there any air in here?
Ned thinks to himself. He approaches the group of girls, stands there awkwardly, and breathes heavily through his mouth.
What do you want?
Asks the leader of the group with disgust in her deep voice.
I...
stammers Ned as the whole world spins.
Never mind!
Exclaims Ed as he runs back to the safety of the bar.
What happened?
Asks Fred with concern.
I just need another beer.
Insists Ned. After a few beers, Ed is having difficulty ignoring the GM group chat. In a moment of weakness, he opens the app to see what's going on at the other stores. To Ed's disappointment, there's only one new message in the group chat. It's from Mildred, the GM of the Elswin store.
Guys, seriously, you know that place is a lesbian bar, right? They're not even going to let you in.
Lesbian bar?
Ed repeats to himself. He looks at his phone doubtfully and then looks around the inside of the bar. He sees a rainbow flag, a pride sign, pink triangles, and two girls holding hands.
It is!
He cries as the illusion shatters around him. Ed gathers the guys together and whispers quietly,
We gotta get out of here. What? Are you crazy? We gotta drink for free here,
insists Ted, who has clearly had too many. Ed holds his finger up to his lips.
Shh, read this.
He shows them Mildred's text. A look of shock creeps over the other three managers' faces. They all look around the bar in disbelief.
White tennis shoes,
mutters Ted.
Basketball shorts,
mutters Fred.
Backward baseball caps,
mutters Ned.
We gotta get out of here!
The three insist to Ed in a whisper. Ed nods knowingly. The three slowly creep to the front door, trying not to get noticed. But like a scene out of a horror movie, the four are suddenly surrounded by the women who work at the bar.
Where are you going?
Asks the bartender.
Stammers
Ed.
You're not leaving, are you? We've got free drinks for you.
She says as she now holds a tray of shots.
Here, take one.
Shots?
Repeats Ned as he falls to temptation.
No, we gotta go, insists Ed.
Wait, don't go. We've got free appetizers for you. Look, our special double fried buffalo wings,
says a waitress as she holds a massive order of free bone-in buffalo wings.
Buffalo wings?
Fred repeats as he too is tempting.
Maybe we could stay a little longer.
Yeah, stay for the bikini contest.
Insists a girl in a bikini.
Bikini contest?
Ted repeats as temptation overtakes him.
No, guys, we gotta go!
Cries Ed as he tries to push them towards the door. But the siren song is too strong and they fight against Ed to stay.
No, we gotta stay!
Says Ned as he reaches for a free shot.
Stay!
Repeats Ted and Fred. The three grab Ed and push him back towards the bar.
No, we can't stay,
cries Ed as he struggles to break free of his friend's grip. The three hold Ed as the girls put a shot in his mouth, a chicken wing in his hand, and the bikini girl dances provocatively in his face.
Stay.
The crowd repeats as Ed disappears under a crowd that swarms over him.
No!
Ed cries as his protests fall on deaf ears. The swarming crowd encompasses Ed like a ship sinking into the sea. Suddenly, Ted's work cell phone rings. He snaps out of his daze and back into work mode.
Hello? We're low on small dough balls. I'll find some right away,
he says, now looking once again like his old, run-down self. Ed sees his opportunity. He pushes the other managers off him and declares,
Sorry, girls. Gotta go. Store emergency.
Store emergency.
Store emergency.
Fred and Ned repeat with urgency as the reality of crushing managerial duty snaps them back to their own senses.
Being low on small pizza dough at 11 p.m. isn't an emergency,
says the bartender.
It totally is. Isn't that right, guys?
Asks Ed knowingly. The other three all nod their heads in agreement.
Better source those dough balls from all of our stores. Bye,
says Ed. The four push themselves out the front door and down the street to hail a cab.
Wow, what a great night,
says Ted.
Yeah, that was so much fun,
says Fred.
I actually talked to a girl,
says Ned.
Hang on a second. We got lured by women with no interest in men, and half of them wanted to beat us up. And you're telling me that was fun for you guys?
Asks a confused Ed.
Of course it was,
insists Fred.
A great adventure,
insists Ted.
I can't wait to post about this on my Toxtagram,
agrees Ned. In the end, everyone but Ed had a great time. The end.
So Ed, I didn't call you, did I?
Call me? Call me about what?
Exactly my point! We had a fine night at the store and we could handle it all to ourselves.
Okay, then wait a minute. Why are you telling me this?
No reason.
Well, I guess thank you for listening to the Pizza Bros podcast. Don't forget to visit therealpizzabros.com and sign up for notifications when we have new episodes. And Beth, seriously, what did you do? Okay, I gotta go right now. I gotta chase her down. See you guys later.